This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for Around Montgomery County. Joining me today are Leslie Pollard and Zach Weigel here to talk about the Hillsborough Concert Series. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Happy weekend. Yeah.
All right. So the Hillsborough Summer Concert Series coming up in...
First one is June 5th.
All right. You want to just head in and talk about the first one coming up?
I'll let you talk about it.
Yeah.
This is kind of your baby.
Yeah. Because I saw Clockwork, yeah, when they opened for The Urge at the pageant. And I remember afterwards when I told them, like, I'm bringing you guys to Hillsborough. And I tell you what, they've been... We always have a band that seems like they're going to get bigger and bigger. And it seemed like before it was with Old Salt Union, because Clockwork was just announced. They're playing Lou Fest this year. That was just announced yesterday, that they are on the bill for that. But not only that, their music's been licensed for MTV and other areas. The Riverfront Times named them as one of six bands to watch in St. Louis this year. And they're young. The lead singer is 22, and his brother is just three of them. It's Logan, and I forgot the other one, the drummer. But anyway, they're only 20, and they've been doing this for about 5 or 6 years, and they've been slowly building this following since they were in grade school, it seems like. And they're going to bring a lot of energy and a big, big following. They have a really good manager and social media campaign. I've been watching some of their pop-up shows on Periscope here lately. They just randomly will be on top of a car in a Walmart parking lot, and they're going to bring a lot of fun. I think a younger base and a lot of people from all around. We're looking at this to be probably one of our biggest shows we've had.
Yeah, I saw they played South by Southwest, so mm-hmm. I looked them up. I saw a couple of their YouTube videos, so I'm excited about that one. I'm excited about all of them. Before we get any further, can you kind of go into starting the Hillsborough Concert Series and who came up with that and why?
Well, Zach and I lured him into the Hillsborough 2000 and Beyond Committee. I don't know. It's been a while now, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And the series, I think they'd had 1 year under their belt, maybe. And it used to be held uptown Hillsborough or downtown Hillsborough on the plaza. When the committee at that time had started it, it was just, it was nice. It was, you know, like everything. They started out really small, all local acts, free of charge, that kind of thing. And then Zach and I, you know, we went down to school. We both graduated from Carbondale, and so they have a concert series down there. And we thought, wouldn't it be great if we could kind of, you know, model this after that series, and kind of took it under our wing. And we did it a couple years uptown. We still did the local talent. And then we just slowly started building it, and it got bigger and bigger. It got to where we outgrew downtown. And so, you know, there's a bluegrass, well, we call it the bluegrass stage, but there is a small amphitheater stage in the campgrounds here in Hillsborough that wasn't being utilized. They used to have a bluegrass festival that, you know, for whatever reason is no longer there. So we thought, we had this great stage, and, you know, the atmosphere out in the campgrounds is really cool. And so we're like, let's move it out there. So this would be the third or fourth year we've had it out there.
Fourth
year that we've had it out at the campgrounds. And so it's just really grown.
Yeah.
Weather permitting, you know, it's hit or miss. As far as attendance based on the weather, but I'd say more often than not, we have great crowds out there. And so it's just really kind of grown, and it's getting bigger. And there's, you know, I know that Litchfield has kind of created their own series this year. So other towns are taking notice and kind of looking at us as a model and trying to recreate what we're doing. So it's a really good thing. We really try to focus on bringing regional talent that people can't hear otherwise, but don't necessarily see that often around here. So I think that's kind of what we, are known for, is bringing in the regional talent.
Yeah, awesome. So let's continue talking about some of the bands that you're having in. Next one is the Funky Butt Brass Band in July.
Yeah, we had them last year. They're also from St. Louis. They're really fun. They're exactly as the name says. I mean, they are funky and they have a lot of brass. It's kind of a New Orleans style sound. We had them last year, but it was one of the concerts that it rained. And so, you know, whenever it rains, it's a tough call for us. We never know whether we should call it or not, but we called it and we moved it inside the Moose Lodge, and it was just so incredibly loud that, you know, it kind of deterred people from coming because it was so loud when you have that, those many brass instruments in a building. So, we've taken on the July 4th entertainment in Hillsborough, and we thought this would be the perfect band for that. So we're bringing them back on July 4th, and that is definitely one of the biggest crowds that we have is July 4th, because the fireworks come right after the entertainment, so most people are there on the lake to watch the fireworks. So we're real excited about them. You know, like I said, they've played Ballpark Village a few times. They played the pageant. They play all over. They're really good.
Another band that opened for the Urge is the pageant.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just registered that it's July 4th and that is a holiday. I had one of those when's July 4th?
Moments.
Yeah. All right, cool. Old Capitol Square Dance Club.
Yeah, that was recommended by a friend from Hillsboro. She's like, yeah, have you checked out these guys from, they're originally from Vandalia. Okay. And it's one of my friends that works at the old Rock House. And I just sent me a YouTube clip and I started watching. I'm like, these guys are actually really, really good. They kind of have like a Southern Rock kind of Wilco type feel to them. And they have been playing some, yeah, really good shows at their old Rock House and other venues like that in St. Louis. And when got a hold of them, yeah, they're totally game because they are originally from Vandalia. And I think we're going to bring that crowd from there. But yeah, the more I listen to them, they just did some loft sessions, which was, kind of like a stripped down, version of, well, I mean, it still has all their instruments, but I was really even more impressed by them that how these guys how I've never heard of them. Just being from Vandalia.
I agree, because Zach was like, this was the last band that we booked, and we kind of always, we usually know right off the bat, the first two or three bands that we want, and they were like, oh, we need to get another one that's kind of local, not really local, but, that people still aren't aware of, and he's like, oh, somebody turned me on to this band, and I was like, okay, Zach has really good, music interest, and we're both music enthusiasts, so I trust his judgment, and I'm like, okay, book him, and then I started checking him out, and I thought, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that we have not heard of these guys, and the more, like he said, the more I check them out, I'm like, wow, I mean, I think this group is really good.
My brother Chad's like, because he's like, I've been telling you about these guys for years. I'm like, well, I don't listen to you.
Yeah, right.
You were telling me about a band called Old Capitol Square Dance Club.
Yeah,
because
square dance, but they're from Vandalia. So you have to read it as Old Capitol Square.
Okay. Yeah.
Dance Club. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
But it's funny because you always think, everybody I tell, they're like, is there going to be square dancing there? And I'm like, no. It's Old Capitol Square, Vandalia, Old Capitol Square, and then Dance Club. So, yeah, they're good.
Totally changes the meaning.
Yeah.
Oh, word emphasis is so important.
Yeah, so we're real excited about them.
Yeah, cool. And last but not least, Bone Jugs and Harmony.
Yeah, they are Bones. They are from Urbana. Urbana-Champaign, and I came across them. I go to the Summer Camp Music Festival, which is actually just coming up Memorial Day weekend up in Chillicothe. And, that's where I hear a lot of bands that I haven't heard of before. So I'd come across them there, and I thought, wow, this is really cool, because they just, they're harmony, and they play the jug, and they play bones, and they have an xylophone, and they're just really cool.
What's that
and eclectic.
Like big bowl-looking thing? What do you call those things?
Like,
it's a huge brass. Well, it's huge, and they're playing the insides of it all around. And
yeah, they just have some really cool percussion instruments. And so Zach and I, we talk about this kind of all year long. And I know we were chatting back and forth on the computer one day, and I was like, you need to check this band out. And he was like, oh my gosh, I love the name. And then so he started listening to them more and more. And he's like, we've got to get these guys here. So they're cool. They're kind of picking up steam too. I mean,
yeah.
They play a lot of festivals, and they play all around the country. And, we're real excited to have them here because I don't think we've ever had anybody like this here. They're definitely different. So,
yeah.
But it's good different. So I think we're real excited to end the series.
Wiggle
with
your
that.
Bones.
Wiggle your bones. They have a song called Wiggle Your Bones, and it's really funny. So, yeah, they're good.
All right. It's exciting. I'm excited. Let's see. So what can people expect coming to the concerts, or how can they, how to plan their night or day? Or I guess what time are these?
They're at 7 o'clock.
We changed this year. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. No, it used to be at 6, but we changed to 7. It seems like that time's going to work better. Actually, I had someone stop me last night, and they said, thank you. Now we can actually start making it.
Because it seemed like, we thought, we're still learning every year as we go, as we build this. And so, we started from 6 to 9, or it was 6 to 8, and then we thought, that's not long enough. We're paying these bands, we should really be doing longer. So then we switched it to 6 to 9. But, given that it is on a Friday, by the time people got off work and got out there, they didn't get there till 7:30, or they wouldn't come at all because they felt like it wasn't worth their time once they finally got out there. So we're like, we're trying something different this year. We've moved it up, or moved it back. An hour, and I think that's really going to help our attendance as well.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know when they show up, parking's at 4th of July Point, which I guess to everyone that doesn't know that. But anyway, you're driving, and they're going to stop you. They're not going to let you drive up to the stage. The auxiliary police won't. And then you're going to take a shuttle to where it's at, unless you feel like walking it, which I don't recommend. But and then we're going to be out right front selling pork patties and other things to drink. You can bring your own chair, bring your own beverages, and... Really, that's the gist of it. It's just there to get people there for a free concert and to enjoy some great music.
Yeah,
in
and if there's some out of town people that want to do camping, like tent camping, there is camping available. So they, you can bring your tents and or you can contact the campgrounds beforehand if you'd like. But I'm pretty sure that they have set some spots aside for campers that want to camp that night.
All right. So is there tickets or how does that work?
No, there's no tickets.
It's a free show.
It's free. So if we get so many people that they can't even – that they're flooding out in the street, then so be it.
Yeah.
But no, it's actually a pretty big area. There is no tickets. It's just
yeah, it's a really big area. There, it's family friendly. There's a big playground on site that they actually just built this really cool, giant pirate ship.
What?
Yeah, they built this pirate ship for the kids to play on. It's really cool. So it's, you know, bring your kids. It's like I said, you can grab a bite to eat out there and just listen to some live music.
All right, awesome. And how can people find out more information?
www.facebook.com/ Hillsboro Summer Concert Series.
Yeah, and I do want to mention before we get over here that, you know, like this series has really grown and we're able to get a billboard and we're really creating a brand now. You know, we have merchandise, t-shirts and koozies and possibly more things to come, but we wouldn't be able to do that without our sponsors. So I do want to just kind of give a shout out to Rehab Edge, Consolidated Communications, Patton Mining and Roger Jennings, because they've really invested in seeing how this has grown and how they can really get a return on their investment for this. So because of them, we're able to grow the series as big as it is today. So yeah, we all information can be found on our Facebook page. And again, that's facebook.com/ Hillsboro Concert Series.
You've been listening to this week's edition of Around Montgomery County, discussing the Hillsboro Summer Concert Series with Leslie Pollard and Zach Weigel. And I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.